Hayırlısı.
And today we're up to Haman Bey's. We'll give a quick chazara. We had a machlokes whether everything that's listed in regards to the miluim is everything listed in the Torah ma'akiv, or only something that's ma'akiv l'dayris is ma'akiv by the miluim or not. So what's the nafkimina? We have cases that are not ma'akiv l'dayris. So then if you hold this tali in ma'akiv l'dayris, it's not going to ma'akiv miluim. Or if it's something that just happened to be listed, then it is ma'akiv. First nafkimina we said is smicha. Smicha is not ma'akiv l'dayris. If you bring a karm without smicha, it's not l'chatchila, but you yaitza. So if it's tali in dayris, it's not ma'akiv. But if it's tali that's written, it's written in miluim. Next nafkimina is tenufa. Tenufa again, if you leave it out, not l'chatchila, but you yaitza. So if it's tali in dayris, it's ma'akiv. If not, not. Third nafkimina, if the kain gadol has to be separated 7 days. If it's tali in dayris, dayris it's not ma'akiv, because the Mishnah, the second kain who is there, if the first one gets tamei, doesn't have to be mafresh. So you see, it's not ma'akiv le dayris, but it is listed. Fourth nafkimina is that when a kain gadol serves, normally he has to get a training in period, which means 7 days prior he wears his big dikhuno, all 8 begadim, and he gets nimshach with the shaman amishcha. So is that ma'akiv or not? L'dayris it's not. So therefore meluma wouldn't be. But if you hold it's tali what's listed in the pasuk, then it would be ma'akiv. Now he said, what's pshan the mandarma that holds whatever is listed as ma'akiv? So he said, because it's kacha. And kacha means it's ma'akiv. We're in the bottom of Haman Aleph. My time in the mandarma, second to last line. Kalakasa ben ma'akiv. What's pshat in the mandarma that holds that whatever is in the parsha milum, if you don't do it, it's ma'akiv? Amr of Yitzhak bar Bisna, Makrava, Sisal, Aaron, Olavanov, kacha. Kacha means nikuva. You have to do it the way it says, if not that. Zakta Gemara Hatena Kol Milsa Diksiv Bahayana. That's very good. What's written in that parsha? Meaning in that parsha, in Atta Tetzava, there's a parsha what's called, we call the Tzivay the Miluim, where you command to do the Miluim. And over there, it says Kacha. So if it's listed in that parsha, then it's Makiv. However, Milsa Liksiv Bahayana, there are certain things that needed to be done by the miluim. It's not written in the tzivay of the miluim, but it's written in the asiyah of the miluim, meaning there's two parashas. One that says, making the begadim, one that says everything else, but it's not the tzivay. So it's written in the tzivay, it says kacha, I understand it's ma'akiv. But if it's not written in the tzivay, it's just saying how to do it without a tzivay, an example would be the Urim V'tumim, l'chayr, it shouldn't be ma'akiv. So Milsta like Siv behind Yana Minalan, that it's Ma'akiv. Omer of Nacha bar Yitzchak, Yalav Pesach Pesach. In the Tzivoy of the Milum, it says Al Pesach Oil Mayid. And in the Asiyah, it also says Pesach Oil Mayid. So therefore, just like by the Tzivoy of the Milum, it says Kacha, and everything that's written there is Ma'akiv. The same is true. Anything that's written in the parish of the Asiyah, even though it's not written in the tziva, it's ma'akiv as well. Pesach, Pesach. Rav Sharshi Omar, how do I know that anything listed in the Milum is ma'akiv? Ma'akiv, because the pasuk says, "Ushamartim es mishmeres Hashem." Shamartim, make sure you do it right. Ikuva. Rav Ashi Omar, it's actually the same pasuk. Ki kein tzuvesi, that's the way you commanded. You have to do it the way it says. If you don't, it is ma'akiv. Now we interrupt the next four lines. It has nothing to do with our sugya. It's this similar psukim where in the parasha where Aaron HaKain's children had died. Two of his children had died. So Aaron and his children were einanim. They were an einan. So let's see what this psukim say. Tan Rabbanim, pasuk number one. Ki kein tzuvesi. Where is that pasuk said? That pasuk is talking about the Karban Mincha that they had to bring the day of the Miluim, the day when Aaron HaKayin's son, two of them had died. So Kain Tzvi is telling them, be makriv the carbon mincha. Pasuk number two. Kasher Tzivesi. This is a few psukim later. Kasher Tzivesi is referring to that not only do you have to bring the carbon mincha that day, you have to bring the sar chatos. The sar chatos you should bring in that day, again, even though they were an ayin.
It's two brother further.
It is, yes. Yeah, but it's not so far. Yeah. Okay. The next pasuk is, Ki Kain Kasher Tziv Hashem. Kasher Tziv Hashem. This is, again, the first, they're all Perek Yud. One's Pasuk Yud Gimel, Yud Ches, and Tezvav. So, Kasher Tziv Hashem, this Pasuk is referring to the Shaikat Shuma, the thigh of the Chuma, and the Chazat Tznufa. So that, also, he's telling them, make sure to take care of it, even though you are an Ayin. As the Pasuk says, Ki Kain Tzivesi, Baninim Yechlu, you should eat it, even though you're an Ayin. Kasher Tzivesi, B'shas Maisa Armelam, when they're ready to do the Avodah, he said, do it even though you're an Einin. And finally, the last one, he told them, Kasher Tziv Hashem, V'loy Me'elai Ani Oimer. He told them, don't think I'm making this up. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told me to tell you to do this, and this is what you have to do. Now back to Masechtas Yuma. Omer Reb Yosi Bar Chanina, Mechnasayim Enksuv B'parsha. It doesn't say in the parish of the Miluim the Kayan has to wear his pants. Even though it seems obvious. But how do you know he's got to wear the Mechnasayim? So Zak Dimar Kishu Aimer, Vizeh Hadover Shatas Lehem Lekadish Isam Lekayan. When it says the word Zeh Hadover, now that pasuk is the beginning of the Miluim. A few psukim earlier, the Torah says the Kayan has to wear Mechnasayim. So it talks about the pants. Then it says, Vizeh Hadover, Vih. Vav is a chibur. Vav is going back away. You just said what we're about to say. Vivav end. Not only what we're about to say have to do, but the pants which we spoke about till now, the mechnasayim, the kayin must wear by the miluim. So lehevi mechnasayim vasir seifa. Bishlam mechnasayim. I understand the mechnasayim must be worn. Siva binyan and the begadim. Because as I explained, right before the parish of the miluim, it says. Mechnasayim, so the pants. El Asir Seifa, how do I know that Asir Seifa was necessary during the Miluim? Minalim. Asya Ze Mizet. It says Vze Hadavar, the pasuk we quoted four lines ago. And in the parasha of Asir, in the parasha of Asir Seifa, which talks about that any kain when he starts the avodah has to bring a tenth of an Eifa, it also says Vze Karbin Aaron Ubanav Shakriv Lasham Asir Seifa. So two halachas. Number one, during the Miluim, they have to wear pants. It says, vize, and the pants we spoke about before. And the word ze, just like it says ze by the Miluim, it says ze, when any kayin starts the vayit, needs a sir seifa. Same true here as well. Omer, Rabbi Yochanan, Menachem, the sir right next to me.
So how many times is it ze, vize?
It's the same pasuk, vize, vize.
Oh, it's just the word of vize.
Me, vize.
Sorry?
Me, vize.
That's fine. I have a mic that'll filter out the noise.
What is the frequency?
It's one pasuk, vizeh, that's by the Miluim. Now there's another pasuk of mi vizeh karbin. That pasuk is referring to that any kain, when he starts his job, the training in period, he has to bring a seir seifa. So it says zeh by the Miluim, and then it says zeh karbin aron ubanav shekriv l'Hashem a seir seifa. Two psukim. One is zeh by the miluim, and one is any kain. So to you know, by the miluim, they had to bring a seir seifa. Good. Am Rav Yechon Rishon Rishon Meichai. Minayin sham mikra parsha ma'akiv. You know what else is ma'akiv during the miluim? They had to read the parsha, the miluim. How do I know that? Talmud Loimar. This thing you have to do. What thing? I feel a deeper makiv, talking. So besides what's listed, reading the parsha of Miluim needed to be done during the Miluim. New Gemara. How do you get dressed? No, not what you think it means. How did Moshe Rabbeinu dress Aaron and his children by the Miluim? It's past history. Why are we trying to figure it out? Elakeitzin Malbishalasilavai. When Mashiach comes, and we have a Kayin, and we have a Kayin Gadol and a Kayin Hedyot, how will whoever has to dress them, dress them? Yeah? Zakhtarilasilavai. Nah, Mikshav Aaron Abanim, and my Shema. What's the big deal? Maishka's going to wake up too. You worried about who's going to dress Aaron? Who's going to dress his children? Maishka will be there. He'll remember what he did. What's the big deal? First of all, Shash says, you see, that even though Aaron and his children weren't trained in by the moon, there'll be a new training in when they come back to life. That's our number one. Our number two is that when the Gemara says, what do you do, lost the love, we have a whole Seder, Kachim. We learn Kachim, how to do Karbanos. Then the Gael to Mashiach comes. So how can we not bother there all the time? Why are we learning how to do the Karbanos? Why is this different? So then it's based and says that by Karbanos we say, Droish V'Kil B'Schar. We say, even though it's not Negei, you should learn the Karbanos. Why? Because when you learn about the Karbanos, it's as if you brought a carbon. So therefore, you got to learn it right. But here, what's the Nafkimina? How they got dressed? What's the difference?
What about the Hatil Torah Ladira? It's Torah.
That's usually the next dance, the Gemara says.
What? Didn't say it yet.
Yeah, I know. Didn't say it, no.
You would think, I mean.
Yeah. I mean, where's the different hearts? Ella, Kaysen, Albishan, Lamiz Berkra. You're right. There's no nafkamina toss how it was done. But we learn a chumash. How do you learn a chumash? So what was the order? Pligi ba b'nei Rav Chia v'Rav Yechon. Chad omer Aaron v'achok banav. First, Aaron was dressed, and then his children. Chad omer Aaron u'banav v'asachas. He dressed them at the same time. Now, he's not an octopus. He only had two hands. How do you dress them all at once?
You're trying to put on your pants. Everybody do
it.
Everybody do that.
What's
wrong?
No, Aaron,
Moshe
did it to them.
He did it to them. No, it doesn't mean at exactly without anything else in between. Oh. They did all the...
Very good. That's the thing I was going to say on Daf Zayin. Yeah, Daf Vav, sorry. So which way was it done? So Chad Omer Aaron of Akach Banov, the Chad Omer Aaron of Banov Asachas. Omer Abaya.
So we're not questioning right now what order the Begun to put on. It's just a question about who put on how well.
Correct, yeah. Amr Abaye, Biksainus, in regards to the pants, Umitznefes, Kulial Malay Pligi. First, Aaron had his Ksainus and the Mitznefes put on, and then Achach Banov. That's clear. Why? Debain Bitsava, whether in the Parsh the Milum, where it gives it Sivoy, Bain Basir, where it talks about creating it, it mentions Aaron Kadam, Aaron first, and then his children. So that is no Shiloh. So we're isolating the Shiloh. Whose belt went on first? Aaron? What about the pants? What about the pants? I'm of the same, you're asking. Yimachamin to Rashi and Yimachamin to Taisvis. They said, what about the pants?
You think that's the first one to put up?
Yeah. So look at Rashi, Abayim, Mefarishlo. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 lines to the bottom, towards the bottom of the line. Mechrasayim lehutzach loymer. I don't have to talk about the pants. Shrein kaidim lekal. That goes before everything. So once the ksayim summits nefes went on iron first, the pants went on first too. So that's a given. And Taisus, the bottom Taisus, addressed it as well. He says a little differently. He says, bottom Taisus, padle nokanai mechrasayim nearly shenem efarish bein bitzava. Bain Basia Aaron Kadam. Good. Imacham to the Rishonim. So where's the machlokes the belt? Man domer Aaron Vakak Bon of the Siv. Vayakar Oisai. He put the belt on him and Aaron Ba'avne, Lashon Yachid. Vahadrik Siv Vayakar Oisam. Plural. So what do I see? Aaron went first. Uman da Omer Aaron Ubon of Basachas. They were done together. The Siv. The Chagarta Oisam. Together. Uluman da Omer Aaron Uban of Basachas, if you say they were done together, Haksevayakr Oisai Ba'avnik. Lamais, the Pasik says he put his Aaron's belt on first. Bahadrik Sevayakr Oisam Avnik. What do you do with that Pasik? Omalach, Ahu, that Pasik is telling us another Allah, which is Avnik Shekhain Gadol, the Avnik of the Kain Gadol, Loizu Avnit Kain Hadid, which means that the Avnit and the Kain God was made out of Shatness, and the Avnit of the Kain Hadid was not made out of Shatness, it was made out of linen.
Good.
Like that, yeah, let me pause for a moment.